Glad to be talking to Santa Rosa Assistant Fire Marshal Paul Lowenthal. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
You're calling, I believe, from up north, since you've taken the North Bay Incident Management Team to Chico to help out, correct?
Yeah, the North Bay Incident Management Team, which is a team from primarily Sonoma and Marin County Fire and Law Enforcement, has joined up with Sacramento's Incident Management Team, and we are helping support some of the operations for the town of Paradise.
What do we know that we can help them with at this stage of the game?
Right now, the focus has really shifted towards not only response to recovery, but the incoming rains. So that's kind of really the priority right now for a lot of the information that's going out. And we've been fortunate that the city of Santa Rosa and Sonoma County both have staff, in addition to the North Bay Incident Management Team, that are up helping the County of Butte and the Town of Paradise with information specifically related to that. So it's been really beneficial. It's unfortunate that we went through a disaster, but at the same time, it's been beneficial that a lot of lessons learned that we had and a lot of the information that we produced to protect our community is being used to protect the communities up here and help them keep informed.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. And Paul, we know about the situation in Southern California, that where the Woolsey fire has taken place in Malibu, et cetera, with mudslides. What's the topography like in and around the campfire, and what's the mudslide worry as of for the next couple of days?
So it's, you know, in some respects, it's kind of similar to what we experienced in Santa Rosa, Sonoma County. You know, there's some areas that are steep hillside, and there's other areas that are flat, low-lying areas. So a little bit of everything. They had completed what's referred to as a wetland emergency response team report, where they go in and essentially evaluate the conditions and where the risks are. You know, each one of these areas across the state has much different soil conditions, and some areas are much more susceptible to debris and mud flows. They do have the concern here in some portions of the fire, but not throughout the entire area. And this is an area that routinely gets rock slides. Even when there isn't a burn scar. So with that, they know there's still a risk, and they're still trying to do everything they can to get the information out, as well as have plans in place of where to, you know, put potential new road closures in place and in effect. But right now, the system did move into this area this morning and is continuing to progress into the burn scar as we speak. We just literally got an update from the incident meteorologist about 10 minutes ago, and the fire was getting impacted by the rain, and they are expecting one of the most heaviest downpours this afternoon, and that's when the concern would be of the potential for the debris flows and mudslides.
Yeah, one of the differences between what they're going through now and what we went through last year is they're getting rain straight away. We had, you know, a series of a few weeks before we got rain after the fires, and so that's why it seems like, you know, there's so much more debris at this stage of the game that the risk of that debris flow would be higher.
Yeah, and if you remember, we did have a storm that did move through our incident pretty early on when base camp was still set up, but it was not a season-ending storm. You know, it was one system that came through, and then before you knew it, things had dried out again. In this particular case, this is being called a season-ending storm for this area. And even this morning, they're now expecting through Friday upwards of 6 inches of rain for this particular area.
Wow.
So that's a lot of water. And of course, it's not really the amount of water that's the concern. It's the rainfall rates over, you know, a specific duration of time. So when they start seeing anywhere from that half inch to an inch of rainfall in an hour and those significant downpours, that's when they get the concerns for those debris and mudslides. But they're hopeful that with some of the they basically refer to as geological formations and soil up here, that things will hopefully do better. But at the same time, we want to plan for the worst and hope for the best.
And I imagine, Paul, that you probably recognize the fatigue that's going on up there and probably the looks on many of the officials' faces, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've talked about how, you know, in Sonoma County, you know, at the time, last year, we were the most destructive wildfire in the state's history.
Yes.
And it's one of those titles that you don't want, but at the same time, you don't want to give it up, right? Because it means that somebody else is going to have gone through something worse than what we went through. And that's exactly what happened. And I don't think anybody would have anticipated that it would have happened as quickly as this happened, especially at this time of the year. And so, yeah, it's extremely unfortunate that this has happened again in the state. But at the same time, you know, we're going to continue to learn from these, and hopefully each one of these incidents that happens, it continues to have lessons learned and things that can be done in the future to help prevent them from continuing to occur. But yeah, it's like I said, you know, you said it. It's unfortunate, and it's got away on a lot of the crews that continue to respond to these incidents around the state.
Well, glad you're there to be able to assist them with those lessons learned, Paul. We appreciate that and appreciate you taking some time this morning. Are you going to be up there for a couple of days, or are you headed back for the holiday?
Right now, it looks like both the Sacramento and North Incident Management teams are on track to be released from this incident as of tonight. So definitely looking forward to getting back home. But at the same time, I know we're all really happy that we're able to get up here and help the community when they needed it.
Very good. Appreciate that, Paul, and thanks for checking in. That is
Absolutely.
Assistant Fire Marshal of Santa Rosa, Paul Lowenthal, on the scene in Chico, working with the folks up there and imparting some of those lessons learned by us last year.